Let's talk about some of the new guys that you've brought in, and where better place to start really than kind of Regis Onwukamuche. Tell me what you like about him.
Well, he's we haven't had that kind of player for a little while. He's 6'9", 6'10". He's defensive minded. He was defensive player of the year in his conference, which is a solid D1 conference in America. And he's a strong rebounder, and I think that hopefully he can have the type of year we need him just to build on his skills as far as rebounding and being that kind of player. But I think he anchored the defense. Hopefully we've got some we've had some issues in the past rebounding, being a little small, so hopefully that size helps out some of those weak areas.
Now, he's quite a young player. Obviously he's just graduated from college and this is his first professional contract. Is he still a bit raw in that sense?
Well, yeah, I mean I think so. I haven't seen him play yet. I haven't seen him practice, but what is a great attribute for him as far as this team goes is that he has Mike Tuck and those guys that help him come along. He doesn't have to be impactful straight away. You know, he can kind of get his legs and, you know, Tuck can absorb some of that center duty and help him out. And, you know, he probably will pick up some fouls early. He'll adjust to the overseas game in England. But, you know, hopefully we have enough firepower still where we can maintain that storm.
But I guess the advantage of recruiting from a Division I school is he's used to big crowds and big occasions as well.
Yeah, I think he's used to battling big players. He's used to the size, he played in a couple of pretty good teams that had big games they had to play for. So hopefully he's built for that kind of environment. But it's still a bit of adjustment, 24-second clock, different rules, different paint. Everything's just a little slightly different that makes it that tougher.
What about your new point guard, Gerald Brooks, as well?
Gerald Brooks is, he's kind of... I wouldn't say opposite, but he's a different player than B.J. Holmes we've had for a few years. He's a little more of a scoring guard, probably a little more of a scorer, really, I think. He can still pass. He can still, make plays with the pass, but he's just a little bit more of that kind of player that can go to the rim.
Do you think he'll give you that points production that maybe you were lacking over the last couple of seasons?
I definitely think he adds something different. I think... we have a little more of some tools and weapons to attack defenses. I think that, so far when he's come in, he has a good attitude, good leadership qualities about him, and he's vocal. So hopefully we can use that and he can, just give us that little edge that we might have not had at times last season.
And I guess he's already got that chemistry with Mike Cook, having played with him in China as well on that American tour.
Yeah, I think that familiarity makes him, kind of come and settle in a lot quicker. I think he feels confident to be more himself because he knows Cook and he knows, the kind of system Cook's filled him in and what we do and what we like to do as a team and how I am as a coach. So I think he feels a little more confident coming in.
Just spoken to Kyle Odister as well. He seems like a really confident young man and a 2-year contract. So a good bit of stability there for you.
Yeah, he's one of those good American players. He played in a good D1, but he has a British passport as well he obtained recently. I've known him for quite some time. I actually know his brother well, and we've been in contact for a couple years. And finally was able to get that citizenship, and we were talking about bringing him over anyway. So he's a solid player, he's a good player, very, very good shooter. I still think as well he needs to, kind of like Regis, he needs to just adjust to overseas, and hopefully, it'll be sooner than later.
A lot of people, when I've spoken to them about Kyle, have talked about NBA range, the fact that he's got a great range shooting the ball as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's his bread and butter. I think, if you had to label him, he's a shooter. He can't put on the floor, he can't play some point guard, he has gotten to the rim, and he can mix it up, but if you had to label him, he is a shooter. He has a good range and he gets his shot off quickly.
He's had a bit of trouble with ankle injuries in the past. Is that a concern?
Yeah, a little bit. We've talked about the summer, he said he's in his rehab. His last ankle injury, he actually finished the season out with the injury and then got surgery after season. So hopefully it's nothing too worrying. I don't want to labor on it or think about it too much, because sometimes that can be counterproductive to the player. So he just needs to play and let go and be free and play basketball.
Just a word on the guys that you have brought back. Obviously Patrick Horseman, Colin Singh in particular. Do you expect big things from them in particular this year?
I'm expecting them to be a lot better than they were last year. I think last season they both lulled and had a big dip in production, and maybe not Colin as much, but I think Colin is kind of that kind of player. He brings energy, he brings defensive intensity. Sometimes he gets too many fouls too quick. Sometimes he may have turnovers here and there. I think another year older, he needs to mature a little bit, and hopefully he can get that. You know, he's matured a little bit. He's been through another year of the fire. He needs to step up and be a solid contributor, and I think he can do that. You know, we wouldn't re-sign him if we didn't think he could.
I guess the good thing for Colin is now he's graduated from Hallam, he hasn't got that pressure of school and yeah. teaching as well as a basketball career.
Yeah, and at times I think fault to me. Maybe I didn't appreciate the workload he was dealing with. You know, speaking to him, he was definitely, you know, weighing on him a lot of times, him and Zach, to be fair. And, you know, I think he definitely looks fresher. I think mentally he's fresher, and he's just got, you know, he's got his role, and he understands what he has to do. So he's come in with the right attitude, mindset, and, you know, I expect it to be a strong season. And as like you said, Pat had a very rough season, very on and off, as well as injuries. But, you know, he needs to be more consistent. He's had a great season his first year. He's capable of it, and he just has to play his game.
We spoke after the last game of the season up at Newcastle about how important it was keeping Mike Cook or a player like Mike Cook around. Obviously, you brought him back. How big a move is that?
You know, Mike's just, you know, he's part of the furniture now. He's just, you know, I know what to, I rely on Mike to be Mike. You know, he's solid. He's a good team guy. He works hard. He, you know, he comes into practice every day, works hard, has done since he's came here. And, you know, that kind of player for a coach is just priceless. So I love having Mike around, and I'm glad that he's staying for multiple years.
You've got obviously one more player still to bring in. How far are you along the line with that one?
We're thereabouts, kind of just nailing down some final details. Both parties want to make it happen, so it's just about finishing the deal. But I think it'll be really a really special signing for us, and I think it'll change the way teams look at us.
One player that was involved last year that I understand hasn't signed anyone else yet is John Barber. Is he a player that's in your thoughts? Or?
Yeah, we'll see. Right now we're pretty big, so you know, we don't know where we're going to look for next, but see what happens.
Obviously, it's a bit of a rebuilding season for the Sharks. What would you constitute a successful season to be for the Sheffield Sharks this year?
Well, there's a few things. You know, on the court, success is definitely important, but overall, the club needs to improve. We need to, you know, get back to some of the heights we had from juniors all the way through to seniors, and I think we've headed in that direction in many ways. I think on the court, top four is definitely what we want to try to achieve and be fighting for some trophies, hopefully a few finals. That's always our goal. That's, you know, we feel it's realistic. And, you know, see how it goes. But as well, just making sure that we're continuing to grow that grassroots, that base, the youth, and really just get that emphasis of we want to encourage participation, but we also want to encourage players, if they want to be elite, let's work on it and try to get there together.